This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Super glad that you are here, and I'm glad for two reasons. Number one, this episode, I think, is exactly what you guys are going to need on the days when you are about to make an excuse, or you are about to tell yourself a story about artificial boundaries you believe in, you've created for yourself. Some parts of this might come across as tough love, and I think there is a time and a place for that. So hope you really enjoy this episode. And I am really looking forward to telling you the details, finally, about Ascend, the second ever Primal Potential Transformation Weekend event this November in Boston, Massachusetts. Technically Cambridge, but it's Boston. So I am going to dive right into today's topic, and we'll talk about Ascend at the end. I should lead with it, but I'm too excited about what we're going to get into today. I'm not sure how many of you listen to my other podcast. It's called the Daily Motivations Podcast. It's on iTunes. It's not on Spotify or Stitcher. Maybe it is on Stitcher. It is on Stitcher. It's not on Spotify. Just hasn't been approved yet, man. Like, you can't rush that process. And I submitted it in January, but come on, Spotify. Anyway, the Daily Motivations Podcast is exactly what it sounds like. Daily Motivations in a podcast. The episodes are short, just a couple of minutes long. And the other day, I released an episode over there on that show about how easing off doesn't make things easier. And I really felt the need, based on emails and stuff that I got, to dive deeper into that. I'm going to really quickly share what I shared on the Daily Motivations podcast, and then we're going to get into it. Easing off doesn't make your path easier, but it's often what we tell ourselves, that life is too crazy right now to pursue our goals, or that today was just too hard to remain disciplined. You just can't today, right? We just can't. We sell ourselves this story that easing off makes it easier, but it doesn't, does it? In fact, it usually makes things harder. It can create a situation where financial pressures get worse, where cravings increase or weight is gained, or doubt grows, sense of confidence or power is diminished. On the flip side, what if, instead of talking ourselves into easing off, what if we were to push forward when we would normally ease off, when we would normally say it's too hard or we're too tired? We would very likely generate momentum and excitement. We might just make that hard time easier. We might pull ourselves out of desperation or frustration choice by choice. We might begin to feel proud and confident. Easing off does not make the path easier. When you are tempted to quit, press forward. So that's basically more or less what I said over on the Daily Motivations podcast. And I wanted to elaborate on it because I think it's one of the most dangerous traps we talk ourselves into. The idea that easing off makes things easier. That it's easier to skip your fat loss friendly meal and get a pizza because you're stressed. What is easy? Seriously, what is easy? What does that mean? I think that's one of those words we just use as a catch-all without saying, is it really easy? Because when I get emails from clients who are frustrated, who feel desperate, who are disappointed in themselves or worse, who want a better life, better health, or want to feel confident, but they aren't doing the work, their lives don't seem easy to me. And I bet if I was to ask them, is this easy? They would say, absolutely not. And I know for myself, my life is never easier than it is when I'm taking great care of myself. Think about that. When I get emails from you guys and you're struggling and you're mad at yourself and you're disappointed in where you are and where you're not, is that easy? Yet, We tell ourselves that we choose the ice cream or the pizza or the third drink because it's just easier. My life is never easier than it is when I'm taking great care of myself. When I'm working with a client who is just steamrolling to her goals, making the choices that move her in the direction of what she wants most, or he, happens men and women alike, everything is easier when they're taking great care of themselves. And everything is harder when they're not. So this idea that easing off makes it easier, it's a lie, guys. Really, if you think about it, what is easy? When I'm choosing to grab the Swedish fish because it's just been a day and I need something sweet, how easy does life feel? Right? Refuse to lie to yourself. Overeating isn't easier. Being overweight isn't easier. Being undisciplined isn't easier. Being disappointed in yourself isn't easier. It's not easier. Less work? Yeah, maybe. More comfortable in the short term, for sure. But you're living a life of constant tension because there's this huge gap between where you are and where you want to be. And that's not easy. Chances are, really lean in here. Whatever you're doing, if you can, give your full attention to what we're about to chat about and think about. Chances are you are inventing boundaries that do not exist except in your head. Inventing boundaries that do not exist except in your head. I want you to think about that. Where are you inventing boundaries? If I'm too tired, I just don't care. Did you just create that boundary by choice? Right? If I'm too emotional, I don't make good choices. You invented that boundary. You invented it, right? You can make good choices when you're emotional. In fact, you can change the story to say that's when it matters most. It's not easier to make choices that hold you back from what you want most. It's harder. It compounds problems. Where are you inventing boundaries that don't exist except in your head? Are you ignoring your potential and opportunities for growth because it's more comfortable to stick to the story that you've been telling, the boundaries you invented? I was recently reading The Art of Possibility. I'm going to link to it in the show notes over on primalpotential.com. And one of the chapters is called something like, "It's All Invented." Basically, that means that the story you tell yourself about how it's easier to ease off is a story you invented. It doesn't have to be true, doesn't have to be helpful, but regardless, you invented it. The story you tell yourself about how it's easier to have ice cream when you're emotional just makes things better. You invented that story, and you can also invent a different story. The belief that you have that when the scale doesn't go down, you just say, screw it, what's the point, and you overeat. You invented that story and you can invent a different one. Or the story you tell yourself that, you know, when I make a little bit of progress, I just say, oh, everything's okay now. I deserve it. And you go off the rails. You invented that story and you can invent a different one. So that story that easing off makes it easier, you invented it and can invent a different one. And every single time you start to talk yourself into easing off, don't be disappointed. That's a chance. That's an opportunity, right? The only way to change your behavior is to practice it. And those are the moments where you get a chance to practice. It's a chance to practice that new story that you invented, to reinforce it with reality, with choice. I shared on Instagram and also on my new Anchor channel. Have you checked it out? I think it's kind of cool. Over the weekend, I read Ben Bergeron's new book, Chasing Excellence. Ben is the owner of CrossFit New England, and he is the coach of several of the world's most elite athletes. And the book, Chasing Excellence, I'll link to it over in the show notes. In one of the early chapters, he talks about this particular spectrum in life, right? And on the far left side is complacency. You aren't striving, you aren't growing, you aren't improving. It's what keeps you on the couch, right? You don't see the point or the value in doing the work. You just are where you are, and you're not going to try and change it. In the center of the spectrum is competence, some level of skill, some level of success. And on the far right, we go from complacency to competency to excellence. On the far right is excellence. The idea that easing off makes things easier, that is pushing you towards the far left side of complacent. Like, okay, I'm not going to try. This moment is hard, so no, I'm not showing up. I'm not doing the work. It's the mindset of, why try? I just can't today. That's the complacency end of the spectrum. There is no happiness on that side where you're just giving up, right? And don't get it twisted. There is a difference between it's too hard, I just can't, and it's a special occasion and I really want to enjoy this delicious whatever it is, right? Complacency is when you're in that easing off makes it easier. I just can't. Why try, right? You can try. And it would make your life better and easier if you would stop talking yourself out of doing the work. I want to read to you real quickly what Ben Bergeron writes in this book about the spectrum. And again, I highly recommend the book. I'll link to it in the show notes. If you're in my master's club and you're doing our 66-day challenge, or our 7-day challenge within the 66-day challenge, hint, hint, you might not want to buy the book. Anyway, this is what Ben Bergeron writes, and I highly recommend the book. I will link to it on the show notes. He says, on one end, you have complacency, and on the far other end, you have excellence. Complacency, at its furthest limit, is a trait that keeps people on the couch. Truly complacent people don't care about excellence, and they don't think it matters. Excellence, on the other hand, we know well. We recognize it in the best and brightest among us, those at the peak of their craft. It's telling yourself that you don't care how hard something is or how long it takes, you're going to give it everything you've got. The midpoint between complacency and excellence is competence. That, in and of itself, may surprise you. Competence is often what people aim for as an end point. Most people sit somewhere around that point. They've got some sort of skill and some semblance of drive. They want to be good, but when faced with the work required to be great, they shrug and tell themselves, meh, I'm good enough. Nobody wants to be at the complacency end, which is essentially, as far as life is concerned, the bottom. The bottom sucks. The bottom is crappy relationships, scrapping by with jobs that you hate. Scraping by. I can read, I promise. This isn't my first rodeo. Scraping by with jobs you hate. Unhappiness. Addiction. The excellence end is where we all want to be. It's where the ultra-high achievers we all try to emulate are. It's pure aspiration. If you don't think about things too hard, if you never get serious, you'll probably wind up somewhere in the middle with the vast majority of everyone else. Competence, in and of itself, can be an emotional roller coaster because at a basic level of competence, sometimes you succeed and sometimes you fail. And you're subject to the natural ups and downs of circumstance. If you're a bench player in the NBA and in one season you get lots of play time and maybe a game-winning shot, that's a massive success. If you miss the game-winning shot, you've missed what might be your only shot. If you're Michael Jordan, however, and you miss a game-winning shot, you're disappointed, but you're not crying yourself to sleep at night. At the excellence end of the curve, you're secure in who you are, and you know you're doing everything you can. Let's see here if I have all of this here. I want to read to you a little bit more, but I don't know if I have it right here. Let's see. A lot of people will consider this spectrum and conclude that they are on the excellence side of things. Just because you're working hard, though, doesn't mean you're committed. Not in the way a champion is. And it doesn't automatically equal excellence. Nowhere is this more apparent than at the CrossFit Games. As CrossFit Games commentator Sean Woodland aptly said, "You don't know how good you have to be just to suck at the CrossFit Games. The last place finisher at the games may be one of the fittest human beings ever to walk the face of the earth, but the spectrum is relative. Compared to the top 10 finishers, his training, nutrition, recovery, sleep, and mindset are merely competent. At the games, world class is just the price of admission. To be competitive, You have to be better than world class. Now, you're probably wondering, well, what does this have to do with me? I'm not trying to be a competitive athlete. I get it. But listen up to this last part. Excellence requires short-term pain for long-term gain. It's painful in the short term to get up at 5 a.m. and work out. It's painful to say no to a cookie. Long term, though, the habits add up to incredible gain. Complacency is the exact opposite setup. Short-term gain for long-term pain. For instance, if you snooze your alarm, you feel a little better in that moment, you get 5 more minutes of sleep. But if you do it every day, your productivity suffers in the long run. As I tell my athletes, a lot of people are working hard. Very, very, very few people are working really hard. I shared this with you, again, from the book, which I will link to over in the show notes for this episode on primalpotential.com, that easing off is not easier. That you're taking long-term gain for short-term pain. That is not easy. That is not going to get you where you want to go, right? You might convince yourself that something's going to be easier when you talk yourself out of pushing towards excellence. It requires discipline to move forward, but it's so much more satisfying and, with the right perspective, easier than a life of wishing and wanting without having. And I noticed this in my own life, and I think I wrote about it. I did write about it in yesterday's blog. The attitude of easing off makes things easier and being complacent. I caught it in myself, related to television, right? I'm doing this challenge with some of my Master's Club folks, and a few of them have decided to stop watching TV or watch less TV. And it got me thinking. I was like, yeah, I should do that. I should do that. But I found myself using that justification of easing off. It makes things easier. It's how I like to relax and unwind. I'm still really productive. But at the end of the day, I want excellence. I want to be so happy. I want to have the fullest, richest life I can. Is television taking me to that full, rich, excellent, wonderful, abundant life? No, it's not. What is it adding to my life? It's not. And I had to remind myself, easing off doesn't make it easier. Saying like, oh, well, it's how I unwind. You know, it wasn't a part of my best life. So I got rid of it. I got rid of it because I want the best life possible. Where am I doing things, justifying things that are not in any way a part of my very best life? They gotta go, right? How do you ease off? What does that look like for you? Is it justifying food indulgences when you're stressed or tired, or skipping a workout because you don't feel like it? Really spend some time thinking about where you ease off, where you have invented stories and created boundaries by choice in your own head, and ask, whatever excellence means to you, right? It's not always about having the leanest possible physique or being the best athlete. That's not what it's about. But your happiest, most full, rich, and abundant life, is the thing you're choosing creating that or keeping you from that? That's what I want you thinking about. I want to take the next few minutes, and I'm like really excited about this. Really, really, really excited about this, to talk about Ascend. And I want to share with you some thoughts that I shared on my VIP email list this past Sunday. And it started with a little bit of my own pain from being overweight for most of my life and feeling like I wasted a lot of time. It's not like I think I maybe did. I know I did. I wasn't living my life. I was unhappy. I was creating that situation with my choices. And I posed the question in the email, like, why do I suck? Because that was the question I constantly asked myself. And I was always frustrated and disappointed and on the verge of just throwing in the towel and saying, why try? Because for most of my life, I really, really, really wanted to change, but I didn't do the work. And it wasn't just about food, too. I felt that way with money. I wanted to be out of debt, but I wasn't doing the work. And I would get to this place like, God, why do I suck, right? And then when I finally made the changes in my life, I just knew that it was non-negotiable for me to be able to share that with the world. And in the job I had at the time, I wasn't able to do that because it was a conflict of interest. And so I left to start Primal. And, you know, it's been 3 years now, and a little bit over 3 years. And I think we've done a lot of great things together. Every one of you that listen, you're a part of that. And I think with the podcast, with Breaking Barriers, with the Fat Loss Fast Tracks, with the Masters Club, all of it, I think, is making a positive change. But last year, there were enough people emailing me saying, I listen to your podcast, but I'm just not doing the work. And it's not just about food, right? Maybe it was about their mindset, their attitude, their negative thinking, their finances, their relationships, their career. Like, it motivates me, it inspires me, but I'm just not doing the work. And I, for weeks, I was like, what is the next level for Primal? How do I reach the people who have the desire in their heart, and I'm doing all I can to reach them with opportunities like Breaking Barriers and opportunities like the Fat Loss Fast Tracks and opportunities like the podcast and the blogs and all of that stuff, but it's not what they need? How do I reach those people? Because it's not enough. Like, I'm a stubborn girl. It is not enough for me to say, well, I'm doing all I can and I can't help everybody, right? I mean, I know logically I can't help everybody, but for weeks I was saying, what is the next level? Please let me see the next level so that I can reach these people. And I'm getting emotional now just thinking about it, because I know how dark my own life was when I wasn't doing the work. And I know how hopeless it felt to want it so bad and still not doing the work. And I don't want that for any of you. And so for me to have felt a year or so ago now that I wasn't meeting the needs of everybody who wanted that change in their life, that's when I decided it has to be a weekend, a small transformational workshop where I can do so much more than I can possibly do through a computer screen. So much more. And that's when I decided to do Ascend. And the first one was last November in Nashville, Tennessee. The second one is this November in Boston, Massachusetts. And it's my way of saying, let's take things to the next level. Let's make it about you. Let's go from the information on the podcast to you, where you are, what you're struggling with, all of that, and overcome it. And have it be a weekend where you're not driving your car and listening to the podcast, where you're not trying to fit in listening to a webinar while you clean the kitchen, where you're fully and intently focused on what we can do together to change your life. I know it'll work. And I told the story in the email about how last year when I was talking about Ascend, I said, this weekend will change your life. And when one of my clients who was planning to come was packing, she was explaining to her young daughter, like, you know, I'm going to Nashville and, you know, I'm going to see Elizabeth Benton. And the daughter had been in the car plenty of times while she was listening to the podcast. And the little girl said, because she's going to change your life, right, Mom? And my client told me that story, and then I later told it to my mom, and this is all before the Nashville event, and I was like, oh my God, no pressure, right? And my mom just very, very frankly said to me, well, you told them that you would. And what makes me so excited about that is that I believe Ascend Nashville was a tremendous event, and I know that the folks that were there think so too, because many of them are coming back to Boston, but Boston will be even better. Boston will be even better. And I will really invest in getting to know you beforehand. We will have a one-on-one coaching call beforehand. There will be certain things that I ask you to do beforehand. So, because you might be wondering, well, how are we going to really, if it's not just me and you one-on-one over the weekend, I gotcha. There's plenty of things that go into this in terms of making sure that we can together make this a true transformation weekend. So I'm going to link to a bunch of different things in terms of the details, when the event is, where the event is, how I feed you, when I feed you, how you're on your own, where you're on your own. All of those details will be in the show notes. I said this to my clients. I also said this to the VIPs. You're never going to get a sales pitch from me. And I'll be very, very honest, maybe too honest in why that is. Because I don't want anybody there that isn't really serious about being there. Like, and if that talks people out of it, I'm okay with that. But if you feel like, I know I have the desire in my heart and I just need help, bridging that gap, be there. And you will not regret it. It will be a transformational weekend. I have 1,000,000% confidence when I say that it will change your life, that that weekend will change your life. It is going to be in Boston, Massachusetts on November 3rd and 4th of 2017. The tickets are $597 for the 2 full days of the workshop. The Thursday night before the workshop, because the workshop's all day Friday, all day Saturday, November 3rd and 4th, Tuesday night, we have like a meet and greet kind of thing with some food and some drinks. I do feed you lunch on both days. You get a workbook. You get a bunch of other cool stuff from me. You get a coaching call beforehand, one-on-one, just the two of us. We also do some group coaching calls after the event, so you're not just high and dry when it's all said and done. This comes from the most genuine desire in my heart to not leave anyone behind. To not ever be satisfied saying, well, you know, some people just aren't going to do the work. But to say, if they're here and they're hanging in and they're listening and they want to either take it to the next level or they think there's some things under the surface that maybe they haven't really understood or maybe they just haven't put the work in to do the implementation that it's going to take to get the results, that's what it's all about. It's different. It's people will say, like, well, isn't it just like a live podcast? No, it's not. It's about me and you. Cutting through all the rhetoric and all the theory. Me and you. Right there, together. I have an uncanny ability when I'm with somebody to be able to say, you're not getting it, are you? Or there's something else behind the question that you're asking or the struggle that you're sharing. And it was a transformational weekend last weekend. And the great part, and the best part, I guess, is that I learned so much from that and so much in just the last year of running Primal and talking to so many of you. It will, whoever's there, it's going to change your life. Period. The end. If you want that, I want you there. There's only 80 tickets available. It is open to both men and women. It is a hard limit of 80. And fall in New England is just a really cool place to be. And the hotel's right along the Charles River. Super pretty. Just like a couple minutes from Harvard Square. So anyway, I will link to all that information in the show notes over on primalpotential.com. If you read through all of the information and you're like, oh, I'm not sure, shoot me an email and we'll talk about it. But like I said, heavy sales pitch. You're not going to get it from me. You're not going to get like a list of like, you should come because of this and because of that and because of the other thing. Because if you feel this tugging at your heart that it might be the right thing for you, I want you there. And if you don't, it's not for you. And that's cool. And we can still be friends. So anyway, I will put all those links in the show notes. I hope you have a really great day and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.